You're listening to the Party in My Plants podcast, and you're about to hear how cleaning up your food can actually clean up your face if blemishes, redness, and bumps are on your face, not if you have a lipstick smudge. Welcome to the Party in My Plants podcast, where I make healthy living as fun as a party so you'll, you know, actually want to do it and then actually feel, look, and live your best. I'm your host, Talia Pollock. Now let's get this party started. Most healthy eating experts and coaches stumble into this work because of their own experiences. For me, eating plants healed my digestion, gave me an unlimited supply of positive energy, and helped me fit into my skinny jeans without really worrying about it. For today's guest, eating plants helped her acne vanish from her face. As a result, my friend and fellow health coach, Maria Marlowe, is obsessed with helping others clean up their skin by cleaning up their diet. Turns out there are specific foods that are common acne and blemish triggers and specific foods who are glowing, beautiful skin triggers too. Don't worry, we're about to tell you which is which. Maria, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Talia.
I'm so excited to talk about food to benefit our face, or rather plants maybe in place of makeup.
Yeah, I love that analogy.
Yeah, so tell me, is it really possible that what we eat can affect our skin?
Totally, right? If you think about it, food is our fuel. So everything that we eat becomes our blood, our cells, our organs, our skin, right? It's the building blocks for our entire body. So it only makes sense that what we eat does affect our skin, even though it's not really talked about a lot or not really thought about. But it definitely, once you kind of look a little deeper, it definitely makes sense that what we eat affects our skin.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not spoken about a whole ton at all. And I mean, I guess a lot of people contribute eating healthfully to a slimmer waistline or more energy or preventing serious disease down the road. But not a lot of people are like, you know what? If you eat more plants, your skin is going to benefit too. So did you learn all this firsthand? Like, what got you into exploring, you know, food to benefit our skin?
Yeah. So I actually got into healthy eating in the first place because I had really bad acne and it just like tormented me. I tried everything over the counter, Proactive, went to multiple dermatologists. I was prescribed, you know, everything, all the way, you know, up to Accutane. I decided not to take Accutane, because one of the side effects was severe depression, that could lead to suicide.
Jeez.
And when I saw that, I was kind of like, probably not a good time to be taking this. So I sort of, for a long time, I was really just relegated to the fact that I was cursed because I couldn't understand why did I have this affliction, right? And I had an older brother, younger sister, they didn't have acne.
Huh.
Other health problems, but not acne. And so long story short, in college, I, you know, met, someone, you know, a fellow student who had casually suggested it may be what I was eating, which at the time was a very standard American diet, everything processed, no plants, mm-hmm. except for French fries and tomato sauce. And so I was like, you know, that's a novel idea. I'm willing to try anything.
Yeah.
So I researched the topic. I found some books on the subject. And basically, long story short, I changed my diet. And when I changed my diet, my skin changed. And I was able to literally see in the mirror how different foods affected my skin. It was kind of like an aha moment.
Yeah,
and I was like,
sounds like it.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, why doesn't anyone tell us this? So, you know, that's sort of how I went down the nutrition rabbit hole.
Oh.
And here I am today, made it, you know, teaching people about healthy eating. I've made that my life's work.
Yeah. So, cause no one was telling you about it, you want to tell everyone else about it to help them.
Exactly.
It's awesome. Right. Wow. It's so interesting how everyone comes into health eating from so many different angles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because food affects everything.
Totally.
So everyone has their own little, you know, epiphany, I feel like.
You're right. You're right. And so are there other lifestyle habits that could be negatively impacting skin? I mean, how were you sure that it was your diet? Did you outrule stress? Did you outrule, you know, your face cream? Like, how were you sure? And how could other people be sure if they're struggling with skin issues that it's their diet?
Yeah, you know, so that's a great question. And, you know, food affects everyone differently. And I mean, everything affects everyone differently, right? Because we all have our own biochemistry. So actually in my Eat Beauty program, I outline exactly that. Like, there are many different factors that contribute to acne. What you're eating or not eating is definitely one of the big ones. But your digestion. So, you know, in Ayurveda, they say, it's not just, you know, what you're eating that counts, it's what you're actually digesting and absorbing. So if you have poor digestion and you're not actually absorbing the nutrients and things, you know, that could be just as problematic. Stress is a big one. Hormones is a big one.
Right.
And then, you know, pollution could be another thing. Cosmetics, you know, what you're putting on your skin, and even things that are non-comedogenic can actually still cause breakouts. So if you're using a non-comedogenic makeup and you're breaking out and you're trying to figure out why, it could actually be the makeup, because again, everyone's skin is different, and the way that they do those tests to label that it's not necessarily on human skin. It's often on animals. So it doesn't necessarily translate one-to-one.
What's the word you're saying? Comedogenic?
Comedogenic.
What's that mean?
So non-comedogenic, you'll sometimes find that on makeup. And basically what that's supposed to mean is that it won't clog your pores. But, you know, basically, like as I said, they typically test that on animals. That's sort of the traditional way of doing it. And so it is possible that it doesn't clog the pore of an animal, but it could clog the pore of you. Yeah. So it's not necessarily 100% accurate.
That makes sense. I mean, I don't think my dog and I could share sunscreen and both benefit from it.
Right. I believe it's rabbit ears that they typically... that it's typically tested on. So, yeah. And then one other thing I'll just point out. So it could be any of those things, like I mentioned, like stress, hormones, pollution, all these other things. But then it's also important to remember, particularly with anything hormone or stress related, what you eat can exacerbate, right? Or lessen the stress. And you know what I'm saying? So
yes.
What you're eating is affecting your hormones as well. So a lot of times, you know, it's not necessarily just one thing. It's a variety of things that are contributing. And so in the Eat Beauty Guide, I actually kind of walk people through like a set of questions to help them figure out what are the most probable causes of their acne and then how to reverse that.
Boom. Well, I love that you said that, you know, what you eat can exacerbate other circumstances as well, because also, I mean, what we eat is the thing we have the most control over. So might as well give yourself the upper hand by, you know, forking good stuff into your mouth.
Exactly. Right. Because like certain things like pollution, if you live in a city, there's really not too much you can do about it. But food, that you have complete control over.
Totally. So that said, what are some common foods that can really trigger skin problems?
Well, definitely anything inflammatory. So sugar could definitely be a culprit, and or having a high glycemic diet. So not necessarily like just white sugar, but things that are highly refined, such, you know, as like white bread, white flour, that kind of stuff.
So very processed.
Very processed, exactly. Highly refined foods. So that could be a big one. Dairy can actually be a culprit. There is some scientific research linking dairy consumption. Again, this is not everybody, right? Because everyone's body is different. But in certain people, there is a link between that and acne. Mm-hmm. Those are probably the biggest ones. If you have, you know, an allergy to something or a sensitivity to something, for example, gluten, you know, that could possibly trigger not only acne, but other like skin rashes as well. Mm-hmm. So again, it's going to be very kind of individual to the person, but those are probably the most common culprits.
Right. And what are some ways that our skin typically can react negatively to food? Because, I mean, maybe we're not putting two and two together. Like maybe somebody's, you know, breaking out along their jaw or something, and it's just like, oh, you know, I went to the gym and touched something gross. But what are some common ways or common, you know, results that you've seen with clients and with yourself of, you know, eating foods that aren't great for our skin?
Yeah, well, so when I first made the switch from my sort of standard American diet to a healthier, like eating, you know, vegetables for the first time and eating real food, my skin cleared up and I sort of was like, oh, this is perfect. My skin cleared up. What a coincidence. Let me go back to eating my pizza and cookies and like all this crap.
What a coincidence. I love that. So know, funny.
Right? After all these years, so it finally funny. Cleared up, right? Because, you know, that's how we think, right?
100%. 100%. That's very
funny. It's very hard. I mean, I don't know if you felt this way or if you have a similar story, but you know, it's very hard to grasp the concept that our favorite foods are actually making us fat, sick, or covering us in acne.
Right.
So there's a lot of denial in the beginning.
Especially with skin, I think. I would say that's even harder to grasp, I would say.
Totally. You know, you really kind of track yourself and look in the mirror, because what happened was I went back to eating it and literally overnight my skin was red again. It was inflamed. I had bumps. It would take longer for the, you know, the bumps to go away. But when I would add in the sort of counteractive food, you know, which I think we'll talk about a little bit later on, the redness went down faster. The bumps went down faster. You know, the acne wouldn't stay as long. So once you start kind of putting two and two together and really, you know, taking, you know, keeping track of it and asking yourself, okay, what did I eat? How did my skin react to it? It becomes quite apparent that, you know, you really are what you eat.
Yeah. From inside and out, we're learning today. Okay. So since sugar is clearly, you know, a pretty universal negative factor for skin, you know, the high inflammatory effect. And I mean, sugar is so addicting. So not only is it sucky that it manifests in our face in an unpleasant way, but now it's harder to quit. So do you have any tips for quitting sugar, especially since your forte is helping people clear up their skin? And it sounds like cutting out sugar is a really good first step in improving your skin.
Yeah, totally. So I think universally sugar is kind of a problem for almost everyone just because it's so prevalent everywhere. So, you know, and I think it sounds very scary to people to like quit sugar 100% completely. Like it sounds like, you know, what's the point of living if we can't eat sugar, right? Do people ever ask you that?
I mean, no one's ever said, what's the point of living?
Oh, people, yeah, though they're like, you can't have fun, you can't live.
Oh my
like,
God. Maybe because I'm not telling people to do that as much as maybe you are.
Yeah, well.
Interesting.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I think you know, you can still eat sweet things, but you want to be smart about what sweet things that you're eating, right? So
right.
You get rid of the refined stuff. But, you know, one of my favorite foods to have people start adding in that's naturally sweet and will really help start to wean your taste buds off of the refined sugar and back onto more natural sugars. Because, you know, sometimes like when you're used to eating so much refined sugar and candy and stuff, if you eat something like an apple, like it doesn't even taste sweet to you. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have to kind of like recalibrate your taste buds, right? In a way. So using dates.
Okay. I was on the edge of my seat. I'm like, what is it going to be?
Yeah. Like dates, you know, and you can get date rolls, you know, in the grocery store. You can just buy like whole dates either in the bulk section or sometimes you'll find them fresh in the produce section.
Mm-hmm.
And they're super sweet and they're satisfying. So you really don't feel compelled to eat 12 of them.
Yes, you can. Like, if you can eat 12, you should be in the Guinness Book of World Records. Cause
exactly. Like it's just too much, right?
Yeah.
You could eat 12 cookies. You could eat like a whole box of cookies, but if you start eating real foods, they become a bit harder. I'm not saying you can't overeat them, but it's harder to overeat whole foods, I feel like, than the processed refined stuff.
It's true. I mean, I can max out at like 3, maybe 4 dates on like a really bad day. But then I'm just like, I can't do anymore. Also, because they're so fiber rich that your stomach's like, okay, no more, please.
Right. But, yeah. You're like, you're done. You feel totally satisfied. And then you don't even want them. I even find personally, like if I eat them, you know, a couple days in a row, like then I just don't even want them for like weeks.
Same. Yeah. Like I'll get a box, you know, in the produce area of Whole Foods, like you were saying, and I'll bring it home. And like the first like 2/3 of that container will go fast. And I'm like, whoa, what's happening? And then I'll have the last third, I mean, for months.
Right.
Exactly what you're saying. It's so funny. So dates. Yes, I love dates. So that's a really good thing to start substituting for, you know, candy bars and stuff.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I recommend to people is just eating a very well-balanced meal, because when you keep your blood sugar balanced and stable, you're not going to get those intense sugar cravings that, you know, I kind of tell people, like, it seems like you're right on a hamster wheel. Like, once you start eating sugary things, like if you eat, you know, a croissant or like some sort of baked good or even like a sugary cereal for breakfast, like you're going to be craving sugar all day long. Mm-hmm. So eating really like a whole complete breakfast that has a mix of, you know, fruits and vegetables, has a healthy protein, has some healthy fat, maybe a little bit of a healthy whole grain. When you eat a well-balanced meal, that's going to keep your blood sugar stable, and you're not going to want to, you're not going to feel that crazy like energy drop and crash that you need to reach for sugar. So that's one part of it. Yeah. Another thing is, you know, within your sort of veggie intake, consume sweet root vegetables, mm-hmm. things like sweet potatoes and carrots and parsnips and, you know, all these amazing winter squashes that we have now. When you roast them, they get really like, you know, caramelized and just delicious and super sweet. And that also, that can give us, you know, it gives us that sweet taste without the negative side effects of refined sugar. Mm-hmm. And it just can help, you know, satisfy that craving.
So it's really the refined sugar that is the devil for our skin.
Yes.
So people eating bananas or drinking coconut water or having a couple dates here or there shouldn't freak out right now as they're listening to this. They can calm down. It's really like candy bars and, you know, cupcakes from just your bakery and all that kind of stuff.
Yes. I will say though, yeah, for the most part, like if you're eating like whole real foods, like, you know, and you know, eating everything like, again, like well balanced, so you're not just eating fruit, you know, then you shouldn't have to worry about anything. If you, you know, maybe that your blood sugar is not balanced, you know, you may find some relief. Like it's all about experimentation, right? So I advise everyone to experiment. So if you're eating, you know, if you eat a banana every day and your skin's perfect, like you don't have to worry about bananas, right? They're not doing anything to you. Mm-hmm. If you eat bananas and, you know, your skin is breaking out, I would look to other things first. Mm-hmm. But, you know, kind of like go down the list of what it can be. And maybe, you know, maybe things like bananas or dates are too high glycemic for you. But there are ways that you can sort of temper them. So when you pair like high glycemic foods, because dates and bananas, even though they're healthy sugars, they are still sugar and they're going to be higher glycemic than say like berries.
Right.
So if you pair the high glycemic fruits with nuts, or some sort of healthy protein or even a fat like coconut or avocado, that can sort of blunt the blood sugar spike and you may be able to kind of handle them better when they're paired that way versus just, you know, alone.
So it's kind of the spike that can cause our skin to spike,
if you will. Exactly. So it's sort of that roller coaster that our blood sugar goes on. Oh. That's kind of where the negative stuff starts happening.
Interesting. I did not know that. I just thought it was like sugar in any way and then boom.
Mm-hmm.
So when you said, you know, if you're eating bananas and you're having skin problems, don't just automatically assume it's the banana. Go through the list. You're saying that list is sugar number one, your refined processed sugar, and then dairy number two. And then three would be like gluten. Do I have a gluten sensitivity that's manifesting? Or some other food that maybe you're sensitive to that you just didn't even know?
Yeah, well, there's so many things. There's so many factors to look at. So I wouldn't necessarily say like that's the order that we would look at everything for every single person. It would be kind of like, you know, like starting with like, okay, what's your diet? What's your lifestyle now? What kind of acne like do you have? Where is it? Like, is it cystic acne? Is it more like smaller, like white bumps? Like figure out what kind of acne you have, where it's manifesting on your face or your body, and what your diet and lifestyle is. And then we can kind of put together the pieces of okay, like what do we think is the most probable cause of this? And then kind of, you know, either start eliminating or adding things in, or, you know, changing lifestyle habits, that sort of thing. So it's kind of a case by case basis. Right.
But I guess the bottom line, the common denominator is just everybody realizing that like we can do something about it. You know, it's either if it's a change in your lifestyle, a change in your diet, it's not just going to be solved with medication, that we can feel empowered to make these changes with our food and our lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you have options, right?
Yeah.
So you have options. And the other thing is to feel like I know when I was sort of struggling with it, and I was trying everything over the counter. I was trying what my doctor prescribed me, and things would get better and then they'd get worse. And then my skin was dry all the time. And other problems, came from it. So, just to kind of keep in mind, typically when something happens in the body, it's caused by something. It doesn't just spontaneously happen. So, with the, using a holistic approach of looking at your diet and lifestyle as a whole, eventually you should be able to figure out, okay, what's causing it. And then, either remove or add in the things that will remedy it.
Right. So speaking of adding in, are there foods that can actually actively improve our skin too? Or is it just we throw away the candy bar and our skin's good now and there's nothing we should worry about eating?
No, you can definitely. There are definitely foods that can improve your skin and help, speed the healing and just, help you get that glowing, clear skin a lot faster for sure.
Okay, so let's talk about some of those foods. Let's play a game show here. It's going to be called Food Face Fork. So you're going to tell me a food, explain how it can positively improve an aspect of our face, and tell us your favorite way to eat it.
Okay, I love this. I love this game. okay, so first and foremost, I would say any sort of naturally orange food, so not Doritos, but things like butternut squash, carrots, sweet potatoes, anything that has that bright orange hue. Mm-hmm. The orange hue is a sign of beta carotene or vitamin A, and it is well documented that a vitamin A deficiency could actually be the cause for some people for acne. Oh. And by adding in vitamin A, it will start to reverse the symptoms for acne if that is the cause for you. Mm-hmm. So on top of that, these bright orange foods, they have, a ton of other phytonutrients and antioxidants and, vitamins and things that overall contribute to better health. So those are always a good thing to throw in the diet.
As I was just going to say, it's not like any, plants that you're probably going to list are just good for one aspect of our skin. I mean, they're great for all aspects of our being.
They're good for everything.
So don't just be like, okay, I have acne, I should eat more orange. Eat more orange because it's freaking good for you.
Right. Exactly. And it tastes good.
Yeah.
So I love one of my favorite foods in the world is Simply Spiralized sweet potatoes.
Yes.
And I tried, when I first got my spiralizer, I was like, ooh, I'm going to make curly fries. And so I spiralized the sweet potato and I covered them in all these amazing spices. And then I roasted them and they came out like spaghetti instead of fries. Mm-hmm. And I actually decided that I kind of liked it better like spaghetti. So
all right.
That's one of my favorite things.
Well, we're big on spiralizing here on the Party in My Plants podcast. If you guys want to go to partyinmyplants.com/2, we have a whole episode on spiralizing from the queen of spiralizing, Miss Inspiralize. So we talk about spiralizing sweet potatoes and 13 other fruits and veggies. So I'm with you on the spiralizing. I spiralize sweet potatoes all the time.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Yeah. So what's another food that's really good for our face?
Another food that's great for our skin is hemp seeds.
Oh.
So hemp seeds have omega-3, which is an anti-inflammatory, which, if you think about acne, the redness, the bump, right, it's inflammation. So adding in any sort of anti-inflammatory food is going to help bring that down faster, than not eating those foods. So hemp seeds is great. They're also a complete protein and have all different nutrients that support our skin, hair and nails also actually as a little bonus.
Nice.
So hemp seeds are great. And you can put those, I kind of put them on just about anything. They don't really necessarily have a taste, I don't think. Slightly nutty, but they are great on salads, on, morning breakfast bowls, smoothie bowls, in smoothies. You could use them instead of protein powder in your smoothie. They're very versatile. You can put them just about anywhere.
Yeah. How much do you usually use in one serving, on a salad or a smoothie bowl, a tablespoon?
If I'm using it for protein, about 3 tablespoons, otherwise about a tablespoon if it's just sort of for taste and
nutrients.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I love hemp seeds. That's great. Do you store yours in the fridge?
I do. Yes.
Me too.
Yes, for sure. Any nuts and seeds is actually better to store in the fridge just because they have these very delicate oils that can go rancid. And if you're buying in small quantities, if you store them in your cabinets and you use them pretty quickly, it shouldn't be fine. But, as a precaution, it's always good to be on the safe side.
Good to know. Store the nuts in the cold.
Yes.
Sweet. Okay. Are there other foods that are great for our faces? Skin?
There are a lot. I mean, also just, you know, similar in terms of anti-inflammatory, flaxseed is really good. Mm-hmm. Again, because of the omega-3s. Something different I would say is, and sort of for a different reason, is dark leafy greens.
Okay.
I would say what dark leafy greens are great for is they're very high in fiber. So one of the causes for acne, or, you know, can contribute to it is just having like poor digestion. So, and, you know, again, in Eastern medicine, your digestion is sort of the source of your health, right? And if you have poor digestion, you probably have poor health in some other aspect. It's manifesting in your body as poor health. So I would say dark leafy greens like your kale and your spinach, arugula, Swiss chard, any of those are great for digestion. And so they would be great for your skin as well.
That's great. I love that, looking at it like your digestion can, you know, affects everything, A, and B, that, you know, if you improve your digestion, your skin might follow. And it's really true. You get all that gunk stuck in your body if you're not digesting it properly and you're not, you know, releasing it properly. And that can really cause a lot of issues.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Beyond just your skin.
Yes, totally. So are you into putting food on your face too? Like, you know, I've heard of avocado masks or like coconut oil pulling, which I don't really understand what it is. Are you into any of that stuff?
I love coconut oil pulling. Oil pulling. So, well, that's actually more for your oral health. Although a lot of people though do feel like their skin looks better when they start doing it. But basically what that is, that comes from Ayurveda, which is the traditional Indian form of medicine. And they sometimes use, actually traditionally they use sesame oil, but coconut oil is great too. And basically you just put about a tablespoon, maybe a little bit less, of oil in your mouth in the morning when you first wake up, and you gargle with, like, you know, swish it around your mouth, kind of the way that you would mouthwash. Mm-hmm. And you do this for a period of time, let's say 10 to 20 minutes. And it's supposed to help just really clean your mouth and get rid of bacteria and pull all the bad stuff out, basically. And then you just basically spit it out. And I will tell you, from doing it, and I don't do it regularly right now, but there was a period when I was doing it regularly, and my teeth were never whiter. So it whitens your smile. It definitely just keeps your mouth like really fresh and clean. It's supposed to have a variety of other health benefits, although I don't believe that they've been, you know, scientifically shown in any way, shape or form. But anecdotally, I think a lot of people who do it just, you know, feel better with it.
Huh. Where do you spit the oil? Because I feel like, isn't that bad for the drain?
Yeah, definitely do not spit it down the drain. You definitely want to spit it into the garbage can.
Yeah. So you just get melt it, or, you know, hopefully your coconut oil is like somewhere warm, so it's already melted for you. You swish it around, blah, 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 and spit it out, and you can have whiter teeth.
Yes.
And other health benefits. Mm-hmm. Cool. What about like avocado masks? I mean, I see people doing those all the time. Is that just something that looks cool on Instagram?
You know, I love avocado so much, and it's so damn expensive that I don't know that I would stick that in my face.
True. Yogurt? People do yogurt?
Well, actually, I mean, yogurt, I haven't personally used it, but I know like it has, like it can be beneficial for the skin, like lactic acid. I put strawberries and papaya that I've put on my skin. It kind of acts like, you know, like you can go to the spa for a glycolic acid peel, which is, can be a little pricey.
Okay.
There is like fruit acid, you know, in like, again, like strawberries or papaya, different fruits. And it's sort of like a very mild fruit acid peel. So I would put that on. You want to test before you do it if you have sensitive skin. And you just leave it on for about 10 minutes. And it sort of helps, you know, kind of eat up the dead skin cells and kind of make your face look really, really fresh.
Interesting. But it sounds like you're more into the whole like eating your, you know, stuff, not putting it on your skin.
I guess I advocate for using like, you know, very clean, natural, organic type products on the skin. I personally just, I don't know. I don't want to keep running to the kitchen when I'm like washing my face and, you know, and then it's getting stuck in my teeth. So I do use products on my skin, but every once in a while I will use like, you know, if I'm eating a papaya, I'll just rub the skin on my face.
Really? For real? You'll actually do that?
Yeah, I actually do.
So you're just like eating papaya. You're like, hey, might as well wipe this on my face.
Oh, yeah. I mean, otherwise, it's just going to go on the garbage can. So I might as well exfoliate.
I'll try. That sounds like a pretty useful way to use the entire papaya.
Wait. Cool. Get more bang for your buck.
Yeah. So what if somebody doesn't really have skin issues like acne, but would still love to brighten up their face? I mean, I don't know why I'm knocking on wood, but I don't have acne or really any skin issues, but I'm always happy to make my skin healthier and brighter and, reverse some sun damage, all that stuff. So what's a good way for people to go about that? Are there any foods that are just really good for just brightening the skin?
Well, I think staying away from sugary beverages is a big one. I do feel like, and this is, you know, I don't have any documented evidence, and this is sort of just from seeing so many people. I do feel like people who drink a lot of soda tend to have very dull complexions. So I would say staying away from sugary beverages. I would say doing like the papaya mask or any of those fruit masks will help kind of brighten the skin. And lighten, you know, any dark spots. And water, you know, water is like so simple. Just drink plenty of water. And again, sort of like a very whole food, plant-based, well-balanced diet should, you know, leave you glowing, right? That's what they often talk about. Like they have a healthy glow.
Yeah.
So just kind of those simple things and doing it, you know, over a period of time, I feel like that's probably the best way to get the glowing skin.
Just eat more plants. Party in your plants. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So speaking of plants and partying, I'm wondering if you have a favorite plant party restaurant.
I do. My favorite restaurant anywhere is Gracias Madre, which they have in LA and San Francisco.
It's so good. Another guest I had on, I don't remember who it was, also said that was their favorite plant party restaurant. It's one of mine. My sister lives in San Francisco, and every time I go get to visit her, I make sure we go to Gracias Madre. It's so good.
Yeah, it's the best.
Mexican food, everybody. So good. So what's your favorite dish at it? Do you have one?
I like, they have a bunch of bowls, like they have the uno, dos, and tres bowl. I don't honestly remember which one is my favorite. I think I like one and three.
Oh, two sucks. Everyone don't get two.
Yeah.
Stay away from dos.
I hope I'm remembering correctly.
No, that's funny. So what's your favorite plant to eat just in general?
Currently, it's probably a toss-up between sweet potatoes and kale.
Mm.
Classic. I feel like that's so cliche.
It is. It is. But whatever. I mean,
it is the truth.
Probably my favorite too. Maybe add on bananas there and then we're good. What are your favorite ways to eat kale? And is sweet potato your favorite way, the spiralizing, like you said?
Yeah, I like it spiralized. I like it like little toasts. I like it cubed. I mean, sweet potato, any way you make it, I will eat it.
Yeah.
Kale, I usually just like saute that with garlic and oil, and like spices. Sometimes I'll add ginger and I'll throw like other stuff in there. Kale and sweet potato together are actually amazing. But yeah, usually I just saute it.
Great. I've never added ginger. Fresh ginger?
Oh yeah. Yes. Fresh ginger.
I've never done that with my kale.
Yeah. It
sounds delicious. So good. What's your favorite piece of kitchen equipment?
I would say my favorite kitchen gadget right now is this new knife that I bought, because having a really good knife makes a difference between like if you like cooking or you don't like cooking.
Wow. So that's a bold statement.
Yeah. I mean, like if you have a bad knife, especially chopping vegetables, you know, hard stuff like all these squashes and stuff, like it's not fun.
Right.
So I have this great knife from Meissen. And it's amazing.
Cool. Will you email me the link so I can put it in the show notes for people to check out?
Totally.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. That'd be great. So what's a book that's really improved your life in some awesome way?
Food related, or could it be not food related?
It can be anything. Really just made your life a little better.
I would say Marianne Williamson's A Return to Love.
Okay.
I feel like it should be required reading for everyone on the planet. Mm. And I think the world would be a better place if everybody read that book.
Oh, it's a great book. It is really powerful. I read it a long time ago. I should reread it. I should return to A Return to Love.
Yes.
Where can everyone go to get your help to get their skin glowing?
They can go to mariamarlow.com. And if you're specifically interested in the glowing skin aspect of things, it would be mariamarlow.com/eat-beauty. You could also just find that from the main page. But that's probably the best place. And I'm also on Instagram at maria_marlow.
Great. And so one last, first step for people listening, they're like, I want to make one first step. Would you say it's really just cutting out the sugary drinks and the refined processed sugar on our diets, and we can all hope to see some sort of change in our skin?
Definitely. Yes, for sure.
All right. Ditch that sugar. Sweet. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been great talking to you about skin. I can't wait to try oil pulling and up my hemp seed and flax seeds.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me.
I will talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Party in My Plants podcast. I hope you're feeling even more pumped than usual to get your plants on so you can get your glow on too. If you can think of one other person who could benefit from this show in their ears, share it with them. And if you can think of one bad for your skin food to phase out of your life, phase it out. You can find all the deets from this episode along with other stuff that makes healthy living not suck over at partyinmyplants.com/13.